Hi developers, I'm José Andelea, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to host an ASP.NET application to Microsoft Azure. For that, I start by creating a new ASP.NET application that contains a database, then try to host the application to Azure and also create or attach a database to my application. So here I have Visual Studio. And I go and create a new project, and quickly from here I choose Visual C Sharp and create a web application. Let's call it my employees.web because this is my web project. Let's make it under a demo. And let's create this app. From here, I choose Web API and change the authentication to no authentication because I don't need that right now. Once the web application was created, we can go and create a new model. For that, I right-click the models folder and hit add and select class. I call my model employee because this is an application for managing a list of employees. My model employee is a public class. This public class contains an ID of type integer because the employee will be mapped to a table in my database, and each table should have the ID column, and a second property of type string, which will be the full name of my employee. Then a third property also of type string, but this time it will be the department where the employee is working in. After this, we go and build the solution. Then we go to the controllers folder, right click, add controller, and here let's start by adding web API, or let's start by adding MPC5 controller for the employee entity and creating a new data context, call it my employees context, then let's generate the controller with the views. So this is our controller. Now we can go and execute this application. So this is the basic page for the application. Now if I go to my address slash employees, I will get this page for displaying the employees coming from my database. And here you see the database is empty. For that, I can go and create a new employee. Let's call the first one Muhammad Ali, for example. The department is working in the IT department. Hit create, it added that first one. Let's create another one and let's call it Marwan Ahmed, for example. He's working in the marketing department. Let's create that record. And now I have two records in my database. Of course, I can go and verify that if I go to Server Explorer, which you can find it inside the view. And here you can find Server Explorer. If I go to Data Connections, you can see that here I have this tables view, and I can see here that my tables contains three columns, the ID, full name, and department for the employee. Now I can select or right-click the employees table and select here show table data to view the data inside the employees table. So here it is, that data. Of course, they can add some other records. Let's call this one Hassan Fahmi, for example, and he's working in the finance department. Hitting OK. Now, if I go back to my website and hit refresh, you can see here it adds that third row in my table. Now, if I want to access this table from a mobile application, then I will need an API controller which will give me endpoints or way to connect my mobile application through web services to the database. So let's create these API controllers. For that, I go to the controllers folder again and add a new controller. And now I choose Web API 2 controller with actions using Entity Framework, because that one will give me web services access. So here I choose the employee model, because that's the one I want to modify. And now call my controller employees API controller. It added that API controller, and here you see it's using the DB object, which will access the database for getting the list of all the employees through the method or through the web service get employees. Then we have a web service for getting one employee depending on its ID. Then put employee for editing an employee. Then we have post employee for adding a new employee to the table. And finally, we have delete employee to delete some employee depending on its given ID. So let's test the method get employees, for example. For that, I'll go and control F5 for my application. Now, if I want to test this get employees method, I copy this URL and right from here add that URL to the basic one, so that here I have /API/employees API, and here you see I get that data as an XML file. And of course here, if you try with another browser, let's say Microsoft Edge for example, and using that same URL, you will see that here we'll get data as JSON in JSON format, not in XML. So it depends on the client you are using. It will return XML or if you are using Chrome, and JSON if you are using Microsoft Edge or Microsoft Internet Explorer. For our applications, we'll be using it's better actually to use JSON than XML. So now that we have created our ASP.NET application with web services now and attached a database to it, now we want to host that application to Microsoft Azure. For that, I go to the Azure portal here by going to this URL here. And from here, you see I have all my services, all my VMs, web apps, and storage services. And now I go and create a new service. This service, I have here a list of the services I can choose from. And because I want to host a web application, I'll go to this option for web plus mobile. And here select web app. Of course, you can host not only ASP.NET applications, but also you can host PHP, Java, and Ruby, and any type of applications you want. So here for the app name, I give a name to my application. Let's call it my employees directory, for example. And that domain is verified. It will be myemployeesdirectory.azurewebsites.net. So let's use an existing resource group. If you don't have one, you should go and create a new one. Let's choose, for example, West Europe. And here I don't need App and Sites right now. And I want to pin this to my dashboard and create this space in Microsoft Azure towards my ASP.NET application. So once the deployment succeeded, here I get an overview of my web application. And here, because my ASP.NET application uses a database, I cannot actually upload my local database to Azure directly, but I can create a new SQL Azure database and link it directly to my ASP.NET application. I can do that by going here to the data node. Here I have an option for data. So here I choose data connections, and by going to data connections, you will have this option here to add a new data connection. Here I can choose between SQL database or storage, and here I want to choose SQL database. Then configure the required settings to create the SQL database. Here I have the option to create a new database, but I have already created a database. For that I use an existing one, let's say this one for example, the employee DB, and then configure the connection string. So my table will be named this default name. Let's give it now a username and password to access the database. Now let's click OK to link that database to my web application. Once that succeeded, you see here I have the database linked to my web application. So now I'm ready, or the environment to host my web application and my database is ready. Now I go to get the information about how to host my application, and that's through the publish settings. So let's go and get the publish settings. Let's go back to my web application, and from here I have the option to get publish profile, which I will use to host my application. So I go back to Visual Studio, and right from here I go to Solution Explorer, I right click my project, and here you can see I have this publish option in Visual Studio. I use that option, and here I have a couple of how to publish my website, and then choose the import because I already have a published profile. I go and browse for that published profile. And here it is. Click OK. Now Visual Studio will get all the information from that published profile, because that published profile contains my username and login for the database, and also contains information about the server where to host my web application, and also contains the connection string for the database. Let's now hit next, and here you see it gets that connection string from my database. Now I just hit next, then publish, and now Visual Studio started uploading all the files from my web application to Microsoft Azure. Here you see I'm no longer in a local host, but I'm on a public domain, and this public domain points to my web application on Microsoft Azure. Now I can use or access the database hosted in Azure by going to the employees endpoint. And here you see that our database is empty because the database is new in Microsoft Azure. I didn't migrate the local data to the Microsoft Azure database. You can do that using SQL Server Management Studio, but here we'll start on top of this empty database. So here I can go and create a new record or new line for my database. Let's call the first one Mohammed Ahmed, for example, for the finance department, and let's hit create. You see it added that value. Let's add another one. Kamel Mahmoud for the IT, and hit create. Now we have two records. I can access these two records through my web service. So let's go to /employees API, where here it returns that list of employees and an XML file. I hope this demo that showed how to host ASP.NET application to Microsoft Azure was helpful for you, and thank you.